Hey, this is GXRP speaking, and today we're going to cover a little bit of everything, right?
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we're kind of in the zone because a lot of information out. There's not a lot of information out. There's people saying that it's going to zoom through the roof. People are saying that it's not. I mean, where do you stand in all this?
Right in the middle, you know? Anxious to see which way it's going to go, basically.
Because all we hear is people talking about the bull run, and how it looks like the Loch Ness Monster, and it's going to go all the way up, you know. I try not to FOMO in too hard, you know. But one of the things that a lot of people really wanted to look into, which I don't know if you agree, is the whole IPO situation, because that's the only thing that leaves us pretty much in the wait. So I did a little bit of research on it. Before you did, I don't know if you looked into it, but I did send you a link so you could pull up the page in case you didn't. But before we get into all that, what are your thoughts? Because we haven't talked in a long time and we haven't done a deep dive. And what's going on, brother?
You know, I guess my thoughts are a little mixed on the IPO.
Okay.
They've talked about it for so long. I think the thought of an IPO in the back of my head has always been there, knowing that it was an intent of theirs from the initial, like, inception, basically. But I think where my mixed emotions come from are, at the time, you know, they were, I'm guessing they did the ICO. I'm not official. I don't know how they officially released. Let's just say it was an ICO.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that either. I have to go back and check, but I'm not really sure on that. I haven't even looked into that. So.
I think just for conversation's sake, let's say they released it as an ICO. Mm-hmm. There was always the intent of an IPO. So, you know, just understanding the basics of it, I just always just mentally accepted it. But again, at that time, they didn't have the funding they have today. You know, I think right. The net worth is, or whatever it is, 10 billion. I think at least that's the stated public number that's running around. But I think to have the 10 billion and still doing the IPO, and it feels, obviously they've been doing that for a long time. And I think it's just the timing of it coming out and the release of it actually happening. It feels rushed, but it's actually been part of the entire plan. But knowing they have like the court case, I think first initial thought that I have is, okay, the IPO is going to separate the Ripple from the XRP, like slice them in two from being the security.
I mean, my thoughts on that, may I? Before you get...
Oh, dive right in.
Okay. Well, my initial thought of an IPO, when I first heard of it, I don't know what it has to do with a crypto and company, and it just drove me crazy. So I just, I didn't take it the wrong way. I didn't take it the right way. I was just like in the middle. Everybody was like, oh my God. And then everybody came into terms with it. But I don't come into terms with anything until I do my research. Like I said, everything's facts for me. I just don't... I don't dig into, like I said, photo articles or anything like that. I'm straight in. And my first thought was, I know that IPOs are for companies to make capital gains, money, you know?
Absolutely.
Once they're already made, and within what I know about IPOs, that's why I really have to dig into it in that sense, is that at a billion, you're already pretty much good. At 10 billion, what more do you want? So I honestly, that's just what I'm thinking in my head. I'm not 100% sure on where we're going to get, but it just doesn't make complete sense. And I think that before anybody feels good or feels bad or whatever the case may be, you got to do research. At least try to figure out IPO, what it really means, how they get there. Because if you're going to talk about an IPO, like, I don't know in the crypto world, but an IPO is shares. Am I wrong or am I right? It's the shares of a company, right?
Exactly. It's like a stock.
So, I mean, that's the definition of a security. But I don't know if in the crypto world it might be different. So, you know, why don't we just look into I'll let you keep talking, but why don't we get into the whole IPO scene, just like the definition of it, so we could at least give them an overview, because it's driving me nuts. It's like the bulls are up here, but we're still unsettled with information, you know. And I want this thing to moon already, so I need to know the information.
Yeah, another quick thing. Let me just pull it up really quick.
Yeah.
While we're having that discussion, because you just mentioned it.
Unicorn.
You understand the
I do.
The unicorn. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as in finance, a unicorn is a privately held startup valued at over $1 billion. And as we were discussing the net worth of a $10 billion that's floating around in regards to Ripple, the first thing that came to mind was like it's like a tenfold unicorn, so to speak. Just a random thought. A lot of people aren't gonna know that, so there? I wanted to share.
Hold on, time out. Beep, beep, beep. What did it say there? What did it say? Decacorn? I can't read.
Yeah, Decacorn.
Decacorn is a word used for those companies over $10 billion.
Which is now they're officially would fall into that category.
They announced it publicly, though. That's not something that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then Hectacorn is over $100 billion. Yeah, that's that's something a lot of people aren't going to realize, because you.
Is it magic?
Yeah, just a random whatever. Whoa, it's magic.
It's magic.
Just a random, I'm going to close out of that page.
I don't know, man. It's
what do you call it? A random fact or a random, random whatever. We'll call it random fact.
It's magic. It's just magic, bro.
Did you want to get into this, you said?
Yeah, I do. I do, because I wrote down some notes before, because, you know me. I always gotta like.
I love the notes, man. I love the notes.
So I'm gonna read a little bit. I'm not the best reader in the world, but I'm gonna give it my all. So I wrote these notes down, and maybe they'll clarify something for you. They clarified something for me, but everybody thinks different. So we'll go ahead and jump in. And I mainly put down what was important. So, what's an IPO? It's an initial public offering, which is a process in which the owners of a business sell shares of their company to public investors, who in turn can then trade the shares with other investors on exchange. Okay. IPO is proof that a company has made it and finally stands as a legitimate corporation, but there are steps that must occur before a stock can be sold publicly. And we're going to go into one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one is hire investment banker in an individual or group of individuals who first and foremost help companies raise capital. And in this case of an ICO, they'll work with the company to ensure that they get as much money as they can from the shares. Okay. So, issuance, after all the primary objective of an IPO is to raise money, the banker will help with IPO administration and marketing. An investment banker also underwrites the stocks, meaning that they will be the ones who actually sell the shares to investors. Sorry, it's just I had it all mixed up. It's like a little tiny on the company's behalf, sometimes with an associate guarantee that a certain dollar amount will be raised. Now, number two, that's the first thing they needed, which was the banker, right? So they kind of need somebody to pretty much take the control of all the math behind the company, all the finances, before they could even turn it into anything. So they're pretty much doing like a pre-check, you know, putting everything together, and then it's a banker or a group of people. Okay, so let's move on. Number two, file a registration statement with the Securities Exchange Commission or SEC. The statement will include information about the company's operation, finance management, etc., and SEC will investigate the disclosures to ensure that they are accurate, that the company is in question is competent enough to trade publicly. If everything checks out, they'll set a DAC. No, I'm sorry, DAC. It looks like DAC, but it's date. Set a date for the company's IPO. So then we have number three, which is create a a prospectus. Prospectus. Yeah, I had trouble with that word. Okay. Here, the investment banker will compile information about the company, including financial performance and expected future operations, and consolidate it into a document for potential investors. The investment banker and the company will then circulate the document amongst institutions and individuals with money to invest. A lot of it, hoping to generate interest in the IPO after marketing the business to the company. The company, then allowing interest investors. Sorry. Submit indications of, I don't know what I wrote there. Basically letting the company know how many shares want to buy. Once the company has an idea of what the people are willing to pay for the stocks, they'll set the IPO price, the amount the first public investor will pay for their shares. The company will then finalize its IPO allocation. Owners selling all ownership, and it says favorable price environment. So they can pretty much stop it if they don't like the price that they're getting. That's what I'm intaking from it. But yeah, I had to put that into little notes. That's why I kind of struggled a little bit.
Yeah, you did good, man.
But it pretty much breaks it down. So it breaks it down to what an IPO is. And I mean, they have to go through SEC, and they have to go through the whole nine. And from what I'm taking from this, by the third step is when you would get a price. So they're past all of this. So my question after rereading this is, before I even do that, what are your thoughts on this? Because I know I screwed up a little bit, but over the top from what I was able to read clearly, what did you intake?
I took a couple notes. On the IPO, one thing is for sure, though. A company does go under extreme, like microscopic, like regulations. Mm-hmm. So, again, still a lot of mixed emotions or thoughts, feelings on where they are now. But to add another note I took, where you were discussing they can set the price. The current price discussed is $61. That's the only number I've heard. Have you heard anything different on that?
To be honest, you're talking about to the shares to the public?
Yes. The price of Ripple per share.
What I've heard is different. I've heard only high numbers. Like what I've heard is like 200 and something thousand just to step in. I haven't heard any like individual number.
Okay. I haven't. The only numbers I've heard was you basically had to go through, if you were going to consider being an investor, for like Ripple shares, the was 100K. That was the initial start. But I didn't, the thing that I didn't know was it 100K like USD, or was it 100K shares? You know what I mean? Those are the only numbers I'd heard. And then the shares I heard were going to start at $61.
what I didn't understand was really the concept, because fine, we've seen it on behalf of a regular company, but when you look at it from like a currency, and then like it's confusing because it's never been done with a crypto before. It's like, are they gonna give the company away and then have whoever takes it over decide? Or that's the confusing part about it. I don't even know what to think about this, to be honest. What I think we should do though is maybe dig and see how they launched, but because I'm not 100% sure if what they really were from the launch. Do you have any ideas?
I have no idea. Sorry.
So yeah, I don't even know if this is like to be considered good, bad. I have no idea because we don't really know the outcome of what that means for a cryptocurrency at the end of the day. Thoughts?
I really don't know. There's so many scenarios, you know?
Okay.
But well, like you said, coming back to the crypto world, this is setting precedent, I think. I think it's never been done until this moment. So I think that's what leaves more questions than answers.
What really
go ahead.
No, what really drives me crazy is if they've already set a number, that means they've already gone through SEC. That means that how's that going to be a commodity then? That's what I don't understand. Like, it can't be a commodity if they're already selling the company and it's for shares, and they don't even know why they haven't even announced if it's a security or not or a commodity.
Yeah,
everybody's saying commodity, but how did they come out with numbers so fast? It's like if they already knew that they were a security and they're just, I don't know. That's just my thought. But it could be different with crypto, so I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. But we can read a little bit of this article right here, or this. As a matter of fact, while you do that, I'm going to see if I find any recent articles. Or you want to look up like a recent article that came up, like IPO and Ripple? And see what they have to say.
Sure. You want to search that now or?
Yeah, no, just look up anything. Look up anything there. Recent, if you don't mind.
Right on top of it.
Right there. It's that one right there. What impact would a Ripple IPO right there?
Cointelegraph. Mm-hmm. All right, let's just go into it. Let's just see. Looks like somebody already has it written out for us. Blockchain payment network Ripple launching an initial public offering IPO could in fact devalue the cryptocurrency in which it holds a majority stake. According to several market participants interviewed by Cointelegraph over the weekend, Ripple going public has potential implications for the fate of altcoin XRP. The company's CEO, Brad Gollinghouse, last week hinted an IPO may occur within the next year. Let me close that a little bit. There we go. In the face of flagging XRP prices, the impetus behind a major fundraising event is clear for commentators, but whether it would reverse the token's fortunes is not clear at all. Though Ripple is making inroads, it is yet to disrupt the global money transfer system in a major way. Regular Cointelegraph contributor and analyst Rakesh Upadhyay. First time saying that word. I probably destroyed that one.
Rakesh Upadhyay. I destroyed it now. Or even.
Sorry, Rakesh. Said initially, after the IPO, the market participants might be patient, but they will soon seek results. When the results don't come through, it will hurt prices. For Upadhyay, we'll call it that for now. Ripple's lack of progress, despite its various deals with major banks and other businesses, mean harder times are still to come.
a telltale sign that liquidity remains problematic is Ripple's mass sell-offs of XRP, as Cointelegraph reported. These were bigger in 2019 than ever before. Even the IPO announcement failed to move XRP USD significantly higher. Upadhyay added, a sharp fall in price will make it difficult for Ripple to raise money. It has been selling tokens, which shows that it is not making enough money to fund its operations. But unlike before, after the IPO, Ripple will also not be able to sell tokens without announcing beforehand. When announced, this will again hurt prices. And that's probably
a different kind of sell-off. What does that mean? What does it say right there?
The idea of an IPO becoming a straitjacket for Ripple was echoed by the head of Cointelegraph Markets, Alan Scott. For him, the IPO would be a litmus test for buyer appetites already under scrutiny after the XRP sell-offs. Many see Ripple selling XRP regularly as a recurring IPO already sans shareholder rights, he said. Scott continued, so this might actually hurt Ripple. It would put into question not only its operational cost and business model of dumping on the market, but more importantly, the existence of XRP. By contrast, for fellow contributor and ex-eToro analyst Matty Greenspan, an IPO could allow Ripple to strengthen its position vis-a-vis
XRP. What does that mean?
Exactly. By way of, I guess.
By way of vis-a-vis. Well, okay. At least to us it doesn't. Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, that's pretty much the end of the article. His feeling it would be positive. The additional funding for Ripple would mean less reason to sell off tokens, he summarized. And again, I mean, is that the reason? Is it to separate from being a security to make it a commodity?
And well, this is an article, so you know how I feel about articles. I mean, they'll fud it out as much as they can. So we don't know 100%. But you know, I don't like to read. I told you to read it because we don't really know the background behind the whole idea and all of that. Because I kind of heard it over the top that day. I didn't really look at details, and I don't really look at the articles in that manner. I kind of like to dig deep, but there's not really much to dig here. I mean, you look up the definition of the IPO, and then you kind of hope that I don't know. I don't even know, because even if they call it a security, like, what would XRP be? Non-existent?
The only thing, it's funny, this over to the right of the screen, you have Ripple and EOS. I mean, they were labeled a security and their price went up. So, I mean, I really don't know. You know, what are they going to do if it's labeled a security? Just pay a penalty and keep moving forward. The thought that comes to mind is, I'm blanking on the guy, the video we've shared where he said many times a cryptocurrency starts as a security but can end up over time as a commodity. Mm-hmm. And I think my hopes are that's the direction that it goes, you know, thinking of a positive side.
Positive. Sorry about that. I had to handle a little situation, but we're back. So where'd you leave off before I rudely interrupted you?
No, I think that as they said before, where something could start off as a security and over time could basically turn into or become a commodity. I think that's where my fingers are crossed in the court case, the lawsuit going with Ripple. And my hopes are with the IPO. In my opinion only, I think that if they use the IPO as a like a scalpel, so to speak, to slice any possible reference of XRP being a security, my thoughts are if it is labeled security and they're going through so much court like documentation and public, not that they really have a choice for that to be private, but public matter, then it seems like a security labeling could hurt them. But as with EOS, it's basically they paid a penalty, the price went up, and they kept moving forward. So, I mean, I really don't know. I think that's something that's unique with the entire crypto market and the digital assets is what happens in this like little universe isn't the same, you know, outcome that would happen in like a regular investment market.
Okay. My opinions, right? The only thing that kills me about this is the fact that that's fine and dandy, but that's based off of ownership. So if, for example, because I love XRP and I'm part of the XRP community, so this is just a mental thought. If, for example, it is labeled a security and they do pass the company on based on a number, who's to say that they're going to comply and they're going to follow everything that was already established because they don't have the need to. So if it's labeled a security and they buy in and the owners are not the same, why? I mean, that's kind of scary, don't you think? Just me personally, because that's the only thing that's affecting me about this, because it could either go, we go all the way, or something's going to happen in between that we are in the unknown, which is like what's killing me about it after doing research right now and like looking at it and thinking about it. Because, I mean, you talk about security. It's a big question mark. How can you make it a commodity and we're not even using it on a day-to-day basis? So it's like it doesn't exist. So who's to say that they won't? It's an investment. It's meant to either go to a million or it's meant to go to zero. I mean, those are the risks you take. Now, knowing that, because I'm in it for the money, as much as I love XRP, but I don't even know what to think. And I'm not going either or. I'm just throwing ideas out there. But I want everybody to kind of like give us their input, you know? Like, what do people think about that?
Because, yeah, agreed.
Because from what we're reading, I mean, that's out there. As a matter of fact, I think on the I think there's a little video that I never played, but I don't know if it'll help. It's still on the index. They're like kind of talking about the IPO over the top. Mm-hmm. I know there was a little video in there. Let's see, is that part of like an explanation or something? What are your thoughts on what I said? Because I
can't disagree with that. I mean, I think the tricky thing with the IPO is sometimes in an IPO, and there are many times in an IPO where once they have that public offering, then ownership does, you know, change hands. And does a new owner have the same drive, the same ambitions, the same focus as the previous, like CEO, president, co-founder, founder? Because if that changes, it changes everything as an investor. It affects everyone.
No, and the funny part about the whole thing is, you know, we did the deep dive. So I have to mention the fact that they did get funded by the financial institutions. So who's going to take it back? I mean, that's what I'm thinking, because we did the deep dive. We found out that Chris Larson, you know, he was the finance guy. Then Joe Katz, you know, and then Jeb McCaleb and the split and the, you know, our deep dive. I mean, it all leads back to, okay, now we have this situation, but the people that are going to invest in it, it's going to be the people that are going to be using it and the people that actually funded it. That's the scary part. That's why I'm just like, you know what? I don't know. I'm in the unknown about it. I really am. And I just wanted to throw that out there, because I remember when we did the first deep dive that we were kind of like shifting all that information around. I don't know. It just reminds me of all that. So, you know, just taking a second guess, I'm still in love with it. I just, you know, I still gotta look into it and see what I come up with, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, even as an investor, I mean, much less as a content provider, everyone should be questioning that. I mean, that's just, you know, being a smart investor to do the research like we're doing. But at the same time, even the content providers, I mean, that's something that everyone should have probably, as I say, beat it to its a dead horse, so to speak, you know? So there's no question, zero question. Every single person in the community should know that. Like, you know,
If you're going to invest in something, you got to know, you got to dig into it. I mean, I know that a lot of people were very confused about the IPO, but this kind of like made it a little more clear for me. Especially that I looked over it. I took notes, but talking about it and putting it into perspective, I mean, it's something to really like look into, you know, for those that want to and for those that don't, and it is what it is. But I know that a lot of people were confused about this because even when I had a discussion with Viking and Altcoin, we kind of touched it, and I told them they had an opinion on it, and I didn't because I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was behind it, and I still don't, in the sense that it is a crypto and it's never happened before. Well, I mean, do your own due diligence to finding out, but I still want to know a little more. I know that we could probably dig into that article and see if we, you know, maybe bring some things to fruition.
Who knows? Maybe someone who does know more solid, you know, feel free to share it in the comments below so you can contact Perez and I.
So you can take
this
this weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, who knows? I'm sure there's attorneys that are following the channel, so they would know more about it.
Anyone that can give us an explanation as to what happens to, in this situation, that everybody's already invested into this crypto, right? Cryptocurrency, it hasn't been seen. It's on mass adoption level, and now they have $10 billion. They're becoming an IPO out of nowhere. Fine, great. Which I kind of always ask myself, like, how are they going to get all this back? All right. Staking, maybe. I don't know. They got to come up with a good plan, though. But at the end of the day, it is investing. And when you go into investing says it clearly. You can lose it all.
Absolutely.
From a stock to a crypto, exchange. Like, I mean, you run the risk. So it's not like you could fight it. That's what I'm trying to understand here. Like, is there a set limit to that? Like, if it goes to zero, what are we supposed to do? We can't do anything, right? It's a loss.
Yeah.
And which I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying, like, that's a worry in my mind as an investor. It kills me to even think about that, but because I love XRP, like I said.
Yeah.
It says it all over my page. I love everything about it, but do they love me? You know, that's what you got to ask yourself, because this doesn't make any sense. $10 billion and you got to do an IPO to gain more money? Or is it for adoption? Or is it for, what's the case? They got to be a little more clear about this. They've been kind of like shut. I mean, or maybe I haven't even been reading the articles, but somebody needs to shed light on me. This is just my opinion. Let's go through that little website that I sent you, like a kind of like a little overview definition of IPO. You want to do that?
This one?
Yeah. I know it was like...
First page or?
Yeah. It's just right there where it says, what is an IPO?
You just want to go through it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just go over the top. And then I know there's like a little video like in the middle, but I don't know what it's about. So we'll just...
Let me see really quick. Let's see where the video is.
Keep going. Right there, that video. I never really clicked on it. Oh, what does it say? Initial public offering, IPO. Oh, explained.
Let's hit it.
What? Do it and open it. It kind of looks, it looks really slow on this side. So you know what? I'll see if I can take that video. Because, yeah, it looks like it's framey, you know?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So if anything, I'll put the video in there, but I mean, that should explain it fairly well. Not only that, but I'll also include another video. I know there's a couple there that pretty much explain it fairly well, except fairly simple and the way it works. I mean, do you think, for example, you know how we've been touching base on a lot of the deal with XRP and XLM, and I know for a fact that Stellar is a what do you call that? A charity? What is it? A nonprofit?
Yeah, nonprofit.
How does that work with that? Will they ever become a freaking, you know?
Yeah, nonprofit can't As far as my knowledge goes, again, a nonprofit can't do an IPO because they have no stock.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm not 100% sure on that. That's why I can't give you a definitive answer. We need some help on this. We need some help because we are unsure and unclear about all this stuff. And it's kind of like, just based off of this, like I said, it's never been seen. So I don't know. It's just a little worrisome. Coming from me, because I honestly just want to get this money and go. That's what we're in here for, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, have they even said anything? Have they said anything about them being commodities or anything like that? That you know of?
Stellar, I haven't heard anything. Other than currency, you know?
And XRP is the same thing, right? They haven't given any definitive answer on it, right?
Yeah, we're just waiting for that. Sorry, my throat has been drying out this whole time.
No, you're fine.
I'm just having a drink.
You're fine. And like I said, we're not trying to go against anything. We're just a little worried because we're all investors and we all really want to like dig in and find out more information. So it's nothing personal. It's just we need answers. And we're going to get them. We're going to get them soon. But it's you know, with that whole virus that's going on everywhere, it's everything's just happening like all at once, and it's kind of like nerve-wracking, to be honest, because we just want this thing to the moon. all the signs are there. I was looking at the market earlier, and I saw the backer and a couple other guys that were doing TA work and chart work and all that stuff, and everything's bullish on this thing. Like, but then again, this whole question lingers, and that's. It's, I don't know. I don't even know what to think about it. So as far as this goes, is there anything else that has been happening in the community other than that you would want to like cover other than this whole IPO thing going down? Because
no, I mean,
what's that 6 billion thing that's happening now? The whole, I know I read an article about 6 billion that's waiting to be dumped into XRP and supposed to like push it to thrive.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's going to be dumped and split between Ethereum, Bitcoin, and XRP.
What is that?
You know, I read the article, but I don't know. I we're all in delay. You know, I think there's so much happening last month, the beginning of this year, and there's so much happening this month. I mean, we had January 31st. We had the whole Brexit thing. And there's something, and I wrote today, I was kind of looking more for an answer. It wasn't really intended to be like a hype piece. And I think it kind of got taken that way. On Twitter, I wrote an article, or wrote a comment discussing that I'd read something a few weeks ago, one of those random things I didn't say because it just seemed like common knowledge. Like I would probably find more articles in regards to... there was something that said Swift was going live on R3.
Yes.
Using Corda Sattler, using XRP, official. Like it was going official.
Official, yeah. And I heard that a lot too. I mean, you're not the only one. And then
I couldn't find it, you know?
I had a couple of people tell me, I'm not going to mention no names, but they did tell me, today is R3, goes live, blah, blah, blah. And I, at the same time, my brother's calling me and telling me, oh, did you hear about them shutting down the market on the other side? I mean, it's just like, it's been a hell of a ride. I'm telling you. It's been a hell of a ride because the R3 and then you got the Super Bowl and then you got the whole China situation that my brother's like calling me and blowing me up about. And my brother's not in the market like I am in this market. He's like in a whole other world. I don't pay attention to TV or news like that. And he's, you know. It's just like it's a lot to intake at once.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, there is a lot going on. Like you said, football, you have the flu going on. You have markets shut down. We have, what is it, tomorrow, I believe, we have the president speaking, right? Isn't it tomorrow?
I have no idea, to be honest. I know that Google actually pulled out their employees and completely stopped in China because of that virus. I mean, it's not to start fuss or anything, but that's the news, you know? So like, What are we to expect from these next couple of days? I mean, they need to be a little more clear. We need to get more information. Everything's like, it's like we haven't been doing this for like what, 2 weeks or whatever. I do my deep dive, I do my stuff, and it's just like, wow, it just starts to add on and add on and add on, and it's like,
yeah, it builds up. And then the also, I think you mentioned it earlier, tomorrow the China stock markets like reopen as well. They shut down also.
We're correct. No revenue. How are they gonna make revenue when they're like on a panic and everything shut down? And then the whole world shuts down because who's producing all the good stuff? China. Meaning that it's not gonna shut down, but it affects the world. So let's see how Monday opens up. And hopefully we get our answer. I mean, we got the presidential elections coming up. We got the campaign. We got, I mean, there's a fucking, excuse my French, but there's a whole lot.
There's a lot. No joke. You know, I again, going back to Twitter again, there was something I posted the other day. I said there's a, how did I write it? I think I said there's a high possibility, but a low probability thing I would like to hear Trump say is something to do with digital currency. And, you know, obviously he's not going to say like XRP or, or Ripple or anything like that. But I would love to hear him say something about, I believe he has mentioned the word digital currency, or like even
Digital trade, I think is what he said.
Something like that. I would love to hear him. And then I would love to hear him say something going back to regards with the gold back currency.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly,
either one of those.
I honestly think that just the moves that they've made, you know, the politician and everything, I think the best thing would be the gold standard or I've been hearing a lot. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I've been hearing a lot about that reset thing and just the whole stable coin and the whole, I mean, in my last video, I even put, one of the forum of the, I don't know if you ever saw my video, the last video that I made, which was a solo deep dive on Stellar and all that, where their group, their inside group says that, you know, the cross-border payments is going to go down and that Libra shook their ground. And then they were I even put a video of gold and a group talking about gold and how that's going to shift quicker than we think because of the economy is affected. And they were talking about the reserves and what countries are buying what amount of gold, and they've been doing it for years, and that's the only thing that's going to stop a crisis from happening. That was all in my last video. This is like nothing new. But you hear that and then you get all this news. I mean, from deep dive to deep dive to deep dive to deep dive. did I want a deep dive? Like, you start to learn more and more. And I need to do more research on this and see where it goes. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and to add on it, we lightly discussed earlier too about the Kava Labs is working on the, I guess what they're saying, at least one of the options for a USDX. Currency, and that one would be, if I understand it correctly, I mean, if David or someone, maybe they can fill us in a little more accurately, because I'm sure they would absolutely know. But if from what I understand, it seems like the Kava Labs USDX would API. Actually be, it seems like it would actually be backed by like an XRP. So that gets very interesting.
Even if we do go back to the stable coins and all this nonsense, I mean, look, the main purpose of a cryptocurrency was to be non-regulated. Fine. They regulated one. And now, even if, let's say, for example, it is true that they're going to do stable coins and all that, but that's not going to change the fact that people are still going to be using cryptocurrency like they did to begin with. It was uncontrollable. You know, now, I mean, it's a little different because of the whole backed situation and like everything's being traced, but And, you know, that's what they really want, to be able to have some sort of hand in it. That's just for tax purposes. Kind of leaves me speechless, like I did right now.
the whole thing kind of does.
The world is doing a 360, and so I'm the type to always question why everybody is like oh my god about it, because honestly I don't even know if to be oh my god or be and I'm not, I don't mean to be a downer, I'm just coming with like the info that this is me, it's just me, nobody needs to listen to me at all, right? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I don't know where I stand with all this stuff. You know, it gets me a little pissed, because we've been in this market for so long. We've been waiting. We've been anxious. We've been pushing. We've been striving for it. That if it goes amazing, then amazing. We've got our dreams are fulfilled. But if it shifts another route and there's a longer wait or there's a different change, and a lot of people I don't think are going to be ready for that. And it's just a matter of spreading awareness in my end. If someone has more information on it, then please let me know. But I do have that worry, you know? And like as an investor, you know?
Yeah, as an investor, I think that should be on everyone's, you know, mind, because there's a lot that the, you know, maybe it's NDAs. Maybe everything is fine. They're under NDA. They can't discuss it. I mean, there's so much that as an investor, I'm sure there's many people like us that it goes through their mind. They just maybe want to avoid it because they don't want to think about that side and hope it's all for the good. But I mean, if they would come out with a little bit of, you know, little breadcrumbs here and there for us to pick up.
Clear the information, because it was like, it started off amazing. President Trump came out and he was a monster in his speech. And then all of a sudden it was like complete silence from everywhere.
Yeah,
it was a shutdown. So I don't know. I wish it would have kept on going the way it started, right?
No, it was exciting. It was good. And I think that's the 50-50 split right there, because you had the court going on. And then, wait, there was a pause. Everyone was excited. And then we're like, okay, maybe it's still good. Like you said, president comes out, it's still good. Brad comes out 2020. They make a video. Executives come out. It's happening 2020. You have David talking to one of the guys on Twitter who said, yeah, in 2021, it's going to happen. And then David says, no, that's too long. It has to happen now. And then, like you said, just silence.
Silence. And then Polly. And then, oh, Lord.
So what's going on? Are we that close that they just accept that it's a done deal and they think everyone knows? Or is there something that
we
should know and they can't discuss?
I hope so. I mean, there's a lot of people in this community that are amazing, and I don't want to see any of them let down. So this is the reason why I want everybody to like really look into it as a community thing, you know, look into it.
Yeah. And if we have more people checking it out, then we have more like resources,
getting
more answers,
reassurance. I mean, correct us if we're wrong. I mean, really, that's what I want. Cause I'm worried, you know, I've won, I've lost, and right now I'm in a situation where I just want to win. I'm tired of losses, but that's just me. From a long period of streaking and changing currencies, and you know, new things come in. And, I mean, it is what it is. I know, based off my research, that there's a big question mark. There's a big gap here, and I just need a fill. So fill me in.
That's true.
I mean, okay, let's shift away from that. Now, everybody's talking about the happening, right? The happening. When's the happening? It's on 2021, right? The beginning of 2021?
I don't know the date on that. You're talking about the Bitcoin happening, right?
Correct.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure, like, at the top of my head, 2021, the beginning of 2021.
Let's see, here's a... I don't know what this is. Let's just click on it really quick. It says 2 days ago. It would be like the most recent. 12... dollars to 12K. The $100,000 Bitcoin halving is just 100 days away.
So
we're 98 days.
98 days. Okay. So that means that...
So we can find a physical date, but we know from this, it would be 98 days.
Okay. Okay. let's see some movement, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I am sure everybody who's listening right now is like, exactly, get this thing moving.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are frustrated. I mean, if you go into that conversation, you can keep going. But I mean, think of just, what was it, a few weeks back. I mean, we got up to what, 51, 52 cents and then tanked down to like 17. And there's two sides of that. Okay, it got low. We can afford to just dump more money in. But then it's like, wait a second. Now we're going backwards. You're making us hold. You know, we've been holding for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And it's like the people are getting anxious. And, you know, we don't want anyone to miss an opportunity. And we don't want to miss it as well. You know, it's just.
Yeah. It's just be cautious. Be cautious, really. I mean, and it's just like in anything you invest, just like, you know, if you're really deeply invested in it, take a double look. And make sure, because that's what I'm doing. I'm just like taking that double look, because it just doesn't seem like it's the time to even be bringing up an IPO. Like, they don't have no reason for it. And yeah, it's just uncertainty. And then Stellar's a nonprofit, so they can't become an IPO security. I mean, I'm not saying to do anything at all, but it just, I gotta take my chances with the two that I pretty much like, you know?
Yeah. Not financial advice. It's for entertainment purposes only, guys.
Correct. Anyway, what else was I going to touch base on? Because I know there was one more thing. Oh, about VeChain doing their headquarters here in San Francisco. What do you think about that?
I didn't follow up a whole lot on that, but I did see it. I have a lot of thoughts on that one. I'll end the Bitcoin halving. I did find a quick date is May 12th, 2020. And I found a countdown clock literally for that while we were discussing it.
May 12th,
2020.
That's when my baby's supposed to be born. Oh.
Congratulations, man.
Sorry, I didn't. No. Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh, sorry, guys. That came out like, because I don't know, it was at the top of my head, but yeah, that's pretty intense. I don't think anybody knows. Oh, man. Maybe that might be my worry, right?
Congratulations.
I appreciate it, brother. So, okay. So knowing that now, I totally just blurts that out. Like, what? Yeah, that's intense. So, VeChain. Okay, so let's continue with it.
Yeah, VeChain, I've always felt... did you watch any of the... I don't know if it had an official title, but I call it the President Trump like Asian tour. Did you see any of that stuff on the news?
I know. I don't watch the news.
He had I can't even remember last year. I don't even remember the date. I remember I was out in the yard and I just had it playing like the live conversation, because he was going to discuss, what did he label it? The digital trade deal, I think he got into. And there was a few times on both sides, like the discussion where they would almost said digital currency, but like switched it. And I thought that was pretty exciting. At that point, the first thought in my head was, I felt personally, only in my opinion, that the digital trade deal that they were going to discuss was getting XRP more into like China. China wanted VeChain and more in North America. And it was shortly after now they're putting an office in San Francisco. So I'd found more reassurance in that than I did.
Crypto capital. I mean, yeah. I see VeChain as like, as kind of like an Ethereum, but for China, really, pretty much, because it's the same kind of, they have their own ecosystem, they have their own decentralized platform, they can do dApps, which is our decentralized apps. I mean, they're both, I did a research on both, and they're very similar, other than the whole VTOR gas and all that, you know, for a form of energy, meaning, yeah, they're pretty similar. So, I mean, as of right now, just because of like of the small uncertainty, I think I might just dig into a little VeChain. I mean, I always have been, but VeChain seems like they're just like neutral. You know, I like to think that they're like in the calm, right?
Yeah, I think there's not really anyone else doing. I mean, there's kind of other stuff, and I think ADA Cardano is the next closest thing to doing what VeChain is doing. I'm not sure if a lot of people understand that, but it also has the capability to like eliminate fraud. The Cardano. So it is, in my opinion, it's not like VeChain. VeChain's years ahead and has an amazing group like XRP. But what VeChain, I think what makes it significant is like the population of the US, and then you have the population of China. VeChain is one of two approved and accepted cryptocurrencies in the entire country. So, I mean, it's pretty massive. And what they have planned for it, I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing. And knowing before, there's a lot of static, you know, people. VeChain hit an all-time high of 988. It's like, well, that was VEN. And then they did their little split because they needed more, like, total supply, which became VET. But again, it still had an all-time high of nearly $10. And I feel like the potential for that to hit or exceed that again is, I feel like it's a very high potential.
Yeah, and all it needs is a little boost, really, because, you know, we all know that XRP is being held back for sure, 100%.
Absolutely.
I know that for sure, for a fact, because, I mean, we've been waiting for way too long. Every coin surpasses us, even the crappiest coin. Yeah. And everybody knows that. But as far as VeChain goes, they're not being held back. They're not being held back at all. They have no need for it. You know, yeah. They have no need for it at all. From the articles, they are being implemented by the government. And you know, the government, well, at least that part of the world, they kind of have their own mentality. So they say, hey, this goes. There's no if or ands, buts about it, right? Yeah. And that's what they're doing with the VeChain. And I know that by covering it, that Walmart, China is actually where the rest of the world, the rest of the Walmarts get their stuff from, you know, that's why, how they get it at such a low cost. But now with this whole situation happening, I don't even know what to think with that, with the whole, you know, sickness going on over there. I don't know what's going on with the, I don't know, but I know that it surprised me when I heard about the whole VeChain going to San Francisco. And that was actually, the CEO, Sunny Liu, did a tweet on that, saying that they were getting ready to create their headquarters here. I mean, for what it's worth.
I tried to pull it up while you were talking, but I couldn't find a physical location. I was just curious how close they were to like XLM and Google Stellar, Google and Ripple.
And I remember you talking about NEM. Can you tell us a little about NEM?
NEM is, you know, I was having a discussion on Twitter, and I don't think I necessarily called it out, like XRP being specifically implied in the conversation or in the post, but I mean, you can see that it was fitting for XRP. I just kind of was a general statement without stating any specific connection to any crypto or digital asset. But in the comments, there was someone said something about, is this XRP ? And I had so much, and I was just, it was a busy day. I didn't have a chance to reply. And then further down, there was a comment stating that it was NEM. or NEM. Mm-hmm. And I think their ticker symbol, I believe, is XEM, but it's getting changed to XYM. It's going to be a one for one. They're just going to swap. But come to find out, this person had mentioned, because of the article, Lithuania was coming out with a CBDC. But when you kind of dive into that a little bit, you find it's NEM. But then directly speaking to them, they're open about it, said, absolutely, it's going, we're using NEM. Mm-hmm. Like directly from the bank, that wasn't even hidden. And then I posted another thing he had sent me in a direct message. I gave him credit for the video, because NEM's not even, it wasn't a thought in my mind before that video. And he's like, you know, it'd be really exciting if you could do a video on that. So that's the whole, the reasoning behind that video. But we found out it was also in, Venezuela is currently also using NEM, and it's directly on the list. And so that was kind of a surpriser thing. So as I dug a little bit deeper in that, I found that NEM was partnered with Ripple in a blockchain thing. And then I found NEM was partnered with Stellar in a separate blockchain association. I mean, and then I also even found it more interesting that NEM directly worked with PundiX. Wow. You know, PundiX is another one I like, because I like the ones with a team, with a use case, and with no competition, in a sense. You know, everyone's actually fighting for money and to be a currency, but there are other use cases that are going to be needed, and those are just very exciting to me as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with you in that sense. The IPO also that came out in Switzerland. Did you hear about that? I know that you touched subject on it, but because I was actually doing a couple moves, and then I was inside of an exchange, and I saw that they came out with the gold-backed stablecoin, which is literally, this was their thing, was they back you up to the point where if you turn your coin back into their web, I guess, their base, their you know, they send you a bar of gold. And it was from the Swiss. And then that's when I heard the whole IPO from the Swiss. And that's why I kind of asking about it, because I didn't really look into it like that. But I know that, I think you had Rich shared it. What's going on with the Swiss?
I didn't dig any further than that, you know?
No? Okay.
I only pretty much know what you just stated.
The whole gold-backed stable coin that they took out? That they actually came out in the blockchain exchange. The blockchain exchange. So blockchain.com exchange. It used to be called the Pit back in the day. That's where they chose to actually take it out. And that's how I found out it was there. I went to the exchange just to see what they were offering. And then I had never seen the blockchain.com exchange before. So I went in and they offered it. They threw it at me. You know, they were like, oh, look, this just dropped. And then when I looked at it, I was like, what? No way. A troy ounce of gold is what they're selling you. Pretty much is what they're saying.
What was it? It was something like $21 or something like that, I think.
No, it was $156.
$156, okay.
A coin.
I can't remember the details on that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
GD, it was called like GDG something. I got to look up the info, and I'll bring it for another day, but yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. I'm telling you, it's been like up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. And then we've got this little pump going now, like this little pump for like the past, like what, 2 days? We've just been green, and pumping. Today was the whole thing with the R3 and the, but I don't even know anymore. I'm just like, okay, whatever, FOMO. FOMO. FOMO to this, FOMO to that. Find out about a VeChain. Find out. It's a lot.
Yeah, currently the price of XRP is at 25 cents. It's up 5.53% for the day. So
Well, Monday's coming up. And I'd already hit Monday in Australia, so.
Yeah. Bitcoin is at 94.11. Do you know off the top of your head? I know I saw somewhere on Twitter earlier today that the, or actually earlier yesterday, that it had to hit like 9,500 or somewhere close to that. And then if it did, then we were all going to rise. Do you know?
The support level?
Yeah, for the support, I'm not sure, resistance, whatever.
I'm not sure because I'm not TA, you know, but
yeah.
I think you're right. I think they have to, it has to surpass like a 95, 95.50, 95, 96 to be extremely like, okay, it broke out, but I'm not 100% on that. So you double check.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that. That was, it looks like we're really close. I don't know what the timeline was for that. I didn't really follow up.
And the reason why I wanted to do this video today was because, I mean, everybody, all TA, everybody's like pointing to this, like it's either now or never, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm a little anxious. I'm with you on that. I'm anxious. I would love to see. I mean, oh man, I don't know. I think I would love to see. There's so much that's supposed to come out tomorrow. I would love to see something happen that it just really takes off. Like, let's just get past all-time high. I mean, that's not very high. What was it? $3.84 on one of the.
Oh my God! I hope it reaches $1,000 tomorrow. Like. I'd be the happiest man in the world, but let's get past 30 and let's go for it.
Yeah. Let's get going.
I'm all in. I'm all in, but it's anxiety coming from lack of news, lack of real, not just articles, like clear news, even from Congress, even from all the courts and everything. Like they have us up in the air because we would have heard it already if they would have said commodity or security or when it comes to XRP, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they give us just enough to make tons of cool, exciting videos for the community, but it's not really saying much. They're not really giving closure. You know, we keep hearing more and more. They're saying Ripple, they're saying XRP. They're doing, you know, they're getting the recognition, the brand name out there, but still nothing is actually happening, you know?
Set in stone or clear, nothing.
Exactly. Give us clarity. So like officially, like just give it to us, you know, say, yes, it is. Yes, it isn't. They can use it. They can't use it. Let's get going. Let's move. Let's solve this. Let's find solutions and make investors some money here.
You know, what's funny. There's another currency out there that has me very curious and I've covered it and it's Digibyte. You know why? Because their community is so big. If you, even in the GIF, like GIF, those little funny characters that you put on, you know, like you could put like somebody dancing. Yeah. If you look up, you put cryptocurrency, almost all of it's Digibyte.
Oh, wow.
And that puts you to think, because these are people like all over the world making these little GIFs, you know?
Yeah.
Why are there so many Digibyte? It's really not, you know, fact or anything, but it's like I see it so much that I question it. I'm like, what's really going on? I know that I saw it pump like 64% the other day and then it dropped again, but I don't know. It has me curious. Digibyte. For those that don't know. That's the article? Oh, the unicorn.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that we were discussing that. It's actually in the main article right there.
And that's not, this is just on IPOs. This has nothing to do with Ripple.
Yeah, exactly. This is just standard for anybody on the planet who becomes an IPO. Yeah, we didn't break it down directly or pointing the finger at anybody. We wanted to look into that and discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's good to talk about all this.
It's like the most neutral. Sorry, we're both trying to talk at the same time. My bad. But yeah, I mean, it's like, what's the best way to go directly to the definition? You know, it's for anyone. There's no, like, if it's good or bad, then it is what it is.
I'd rather just tell it how it is. Like that's how I feel about it. I mean, everybody could have their own opinion and their own situation, but honestly, that's my concern. And that's why we make this a discussion. But it should be a concern for everybody, because it's pretty much unclear. Unless somebody has an answer they can give me, then I'll be like, okay, cool, I'll take it, because I don't take any information that I get. I don't take it the wrong way at all. I just,
yeah,
it's lack of information. And we cover content all the time. I mean, we would have seen something, yeah, or we would have heard something, because it's the first thing that pops into somebody's head. Oh yeah, commodity. It's a commodity. Yeah. You know,
currency, commodity, security. Yeah, did we discuss too? A lot of people don't realize, you know, they hear ICO and they hear IPO, but they don't realize there's an STO and an IEO as well, you know?
Yeah. EINGO, EI.
There's a lot of them. I'm going to pull that up really quick while we're just talking
about it. Do it, because I'm curious about that. That's funny.
Let's see. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize there's a more than just one out there. This one looks as good as any. Let's just grab it. Let's see. Yeah, well, okay, here, let's just go into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You've heard about ICOs, but do you know about IEOs and STOs and what they are? You have, what is an ICO? Many people know it's an initial coin offering. I don't want to go into a lot of the details and just keep going. They can, I mean, you can share the link or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can probably even actually just grab it from the screenshot and pull it up themselves. In an ICO, like initial coin offering, very popular crowdfunding method among crypto investors. It's an effective way of funding a new product or service in the crypto world, say a new coin or an app. ICO is not quite different from an IPO, which is an initial public offering that is often used by companies venturing into the stock market. ICO works by issuing digital coins or crypto coins against investments, and they're sold directly to investors at a discount, just like stock markets. Investors gain profits if the tokens increase in value from initial launching price. And there's a little bit of details there. You have the pros and cons. You can go into that. Right now, we're just describing the difference between them. So feel free, you know, do your own research on that. But an IEO, technically speaking, is an initial exchange offering. It's just a new form of an ICO, but the difference comes in on the platform where the token or coin is offered. As the name suggests, an IOE or an IEO fundraising offers coins through a partnering crypto exchange as opposed to directly dealing with investors. Anybody can participate in ICO, but in an IEO, the tokens are sold exclusively to members of the exchange. And a lot of people don't understand that either. And that was actually a huge thing. A lot of people were doing the IEOs, and as they had the ICOs, they were, you know, there was a lot of discussion of, was there insider trading, blah, 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 blah. And right, that was, you know, years ago. And that's why, because they were legally able to do an IEO. But again, regulations aren't clear. So there's nothing really that's happening that's legal or illegal. It's, I mean, given reason, considering like crypto is a whole different monster than your normal stocks, you know. But I think that's coming very fast. And I think we're probably going to get all the answers we need this year. Just as an investor and the people listening, I mean, they're all like, let's happen. Let's have it happen. Let's go. Get the ball rolling.
I'm all for it. 100%.
Start the engines, you know? And then I think final is the STO, which is a security token offering. It's a more complex form of fundraising that is a little more difficult to implement than an ICO. STOs work by issuing an investment contract backed by security tokens and recorded on the blockchain platform. With an STO, the security coin is asset-backed and contains the ownership information of the investor, which is recorded digitally on the blockchain, and it's more of a digital certificate, the same way you'd have a certificate of bond and stock in exchange for your investment. And that's the quick breakdown on the difference of ICO, IPO, IEO, and STO. And a lot of people they've never even heard of the last two.
Yeah.
But they're out there. I mean, it goes beyond that, but, you know, we'll keep getting into these things and discussing, but I think that was important, at least so that people know, because there's a lot of it that doesn't make sense. But now they'll go, oh, okay, now I see why that happened a year or two ago or three or 4 years ago, you know?
And then just look back and looking back and forth and back and forth and this is just, this is crazy. But I think we should like leave it at that. And then we'll, what we'll do is from the feedback, we'll decide whether we have to do another one like soon.
Like, sounds good.
And then obviously that's all going to be on based on feedback. And remember, I'm not against anything. I'm not with anything. I'm just an investor. I'm about the money. I'm about the amazing people that are around us. And I honestly just want people to come together and help us out, right? We do tons of deep dives and we come up with these results, and we just want to be clear about things. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, feel free to leave comments. I mean, people who, you know, call the escrow and explain why. I mean, don't just drop that in there and say, you know, here's the reason it's S-Coin is because of this. If you look at the law, this and if whatever.
Yeah, give us an explanation. Don't just say, oh, you guys are wrong or this or that. Yeah, we want to know, just like you guys, because we're tagging along with you guys. This is the whole reason why we create this, because we're learning from each other. So
yeah, exactly.
Don't criticize. Leave your comments and we'll write back. As long as it's not like an insult, I'll still write back because I love everyone. But, you know, it's just me.
Yeah.
We try our best.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we can do.
Yep. Well, until next time. And based on the comments, we will decide whether we do one sooner than later.
Sounds good. And again, guys, not financial advice. It's all for entertainment. Just want to make sure we're covered there. Do your due diligence.
hit the like, subscribe, notification bell if you like what you saw. Thank you and have a good night.
Night.